And if primitive people should be our first ideal, partisans should be our second. And in a time of hyper-intelligence, the most intelligent way to go is the non-intelligent. And since governance squeezes the tribes together for universal control, only individualists can claim universal love. And because the material world pushes us down, we can spiritually grow up. And everything is proportionate, so that if our ambitions are low, we can keep light. And if a burning has to any way to occur, we rather accelerate it than hinder it. And we can last be reassured that eventually they will all die in their own conformism. And the destructive feature in our contemporary society is that we ought to keep on changing our costumes, because in the first place we cannot change the environment. And somehow, and with much precaution, we ought to find a way to punish who has a tendency to punish. And interestingly, while any type of collective discipline brings to suicide, any type of personal discipline brings revival. And with all his religious consolation, the single does not save himself, but contribute to bring the collective to total annihilation. And inclusivity is but the initiation into a secret society that dictates its rules. And all we are experiencing of nature is its raping by civilization, and all we have to seek is her healing back to virginity. And ironically, only in the shadow of power we may have some time to breathe and regenerate. And any political thinking is an abnormality emerging from civilization in the attempt of dealing with its decadency or reviving it through war. And if there is any cultivation, it is because we ought to reset for a time in which there was no need of cultivation. And everything that is related to power is but an inflated emptiness. And to save their little empires, fascists are ready to oppress any form of living. And it is ultimately the lack of an intimate culture that unleash most harmful fanaticism in our human nature. Are men evil, or is the power-driven industry behind them to turn them evil? And the more they are corrupted, and the more you call them corrupt, and they will corrupt you. And history keeps on repeating with the nature lover at the forefront and the power-obsessed soon colonizing them. Staying high up and being intelligent is just a form of going astray without having any intelligence of the bottom. And if the top-bottom makes it a human, the bottom-up is there to make a human again. indigenous creativity is but a form of cleanup of the things that tend to accumulate. And departing from modernity, our intuition brings us to do all this work only to get back to the basics. It's not that there are enemies or friends, there are just Englishmen or Frenchmen, and we Indian should not get involved. And it is not that humanity is dying and we have to fight for it, but it is a Neolithic civilization that is dying, and for this we can pull out. Not money wins in the end, but passion and determination in this passion. And modernity is an experiment in which the natural ways of humans are completely turned the opposite. And people have their own distorted culture imposed to them. And in order to do a bottom-up culture, why not to fight them? And the religion is the diaper commoners cannot consider removing, but only maybe replacing. And there are temporary solutions to revive the stagnation of the middle class, but the ultimate solution is to remove it. And the more we are told to simplify, the more we can be of use for the hierarchy of the system. And when you're not a native, the moment the civilization that sustains you fails, you fail. And if center of powers are depicted as ideal, they are evil on earth. And only in the moment a civilization decays, a profound poetry can resume its singing. And caught in the trap the system has developed to turn us into addicts, we can only acknowledge it. And the wild creature runs or attack, and only the domestic one is bewildered in all its behaviors. And the gentrified history is not even worth yesterday. And power always means slavery and misery for the most. And we climb the ladder of power only to find ourselves hungry and ready to exterminate anyone below us. What a dozen men do for recreation, one man does out of passion. And the more the riches gentrify, the more the poor ought to make it dirty. And centers of power get fortified until defeat comes, and they open up until they fortify again. And we can live with the hope that somewhere in a forgotten corner of the empire a new life can spontaneously regenerate. And like in anything, there is always a party specializing in bringing death and a party specializing in bringing life. And there are those who brand themselves as social but take, and there are those who are accused to be individualistic but brings. And if all mass media communication is ultimately about unsettling, a great partisan effort is about containing. And the more we try to dominate the outside, the more disoriented we turn out within. It is ultimately our social credits to discredit our spirituality. And ultimately, in any civilization, love is never real, but ought to be boosted with stronger and stronger fertilizers until war is necessary. And it is the crave for a material treasure that we are hindered to access an immaterial treasure at our disposal. And importantly, we ought to show that we are ready, even though that thing may not occur. And to be real humans, we ought to second the waves taking us up and down. And most certainly, in the long run, any platform of freedom is going to be the platform of oppression. What we do for our status is what we do to stay self-imprisoned. And the moment we own it is the moment we no longer leave what we come to own. And only by disobeying the curriculum that is imposed on us, we can obey our own nature and let her thrive. And we ought to become partisans of the system in order to deliver our talent to whoever is partisan enough to absorb it.